Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are. You're tuned in to the one and only Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Ajozi. The show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your magic mind. Do remember, courtesy of the Lunar Lounge, you get a 20% discount. Information is always there, whether you're watching it on whichever social media platform you're watching it on, or whichever YouTube or podcast platforms. By the way, this show is listened to on Spotify, Amazon. Yes, I'm available there. I should be live on Facebook right now, although I don't tend to see the Facebook, I don't get to interact with it, but I'm live on YouTube and I'm also live on Instagram. So shout out to everybody who has logged in. I can see Jackie's here, Faye's here, Jacqueline Witter is here. So many Jackies. But yeah, go get your magic mind, feeling mentally fatigued. Need that mental clarity, need that energy, need that boost. You need that energy like what I've got, man. You trust me, lots of energy going on here. Go get your magic mind. So it is what it is. So I'm here. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. So we'll be having a look at that and seeing what it is that we can be expecting over the course of, the next few weeks. We're stepping into a new month shortly. What is the weather like where you are? Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I'm no longer in Dubai. And I'm looking out my window at some windy, grey cloud, rainy day. Yeah, that's how it is over here in London, UK. So, I'm not just thinking like, oh, I should have extended that. It's just because I have some meetings, man. It is what it is, man. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. So keep me updated. What is the weather like where you are? It is what it is. Bear with me here because I'm trying to multitask. I'm just making sure that I am on the platforms that I should be on. So it is what it is. So I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. Tarot card of the week. See, my mind's all over the place. That's going to be coming up later on. Competition time. I don't think we got a winner. I'm going to have to just double check. I don't think we got a winner. Can I even remember the question? What was the question last week? Anybody remind me of the question? But I don't think we got a winner anyway. We'll be going to the question time later on. I know it was a planet ruling. What was it? Was it rabbits? Something like that. We'll get to that shortly. What else did I want to say? What's been happening in the news? What's happening? I haven't watched TV in about, and I don't miss it. But I haven't watched TV in about like, 2-3 weeks? When I was staying in Dubai, there's a big TV there and I didn't switch it on once. Not once. I didn't even know how the TV worked or it didn't work. It was just there. I didn't have time. I was working, baby. I didn't have time to watch no TV. So it's quite interesting. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm obviously on social media. You see, maybe if Trump's saying something or, something's happening somewhere else. That's how that is. What's been going on? What's happening in the world? Shout out to Yvette. Welcome to the show. She's asking, where to next, Israel? Oh, God. Where not to? That's the thing. Got Spain lined up. Another trip again to Dubai. It's going on and on. Nigeria, something in Nigeria is meant to be getting lined up. I'm in the USA, but that's a bit later in the year. It's here, there, and everywhere. I'm in the Netherlands also as well in a couple of months. Yeah, it's slowed down. It's one of those years, man. I do love traveling, but the part of traveling I'm not liking, obviously the security, passing through, you've got to take out your laptop, you got to put it in a separate box and all that palaver. Some of these airports, you guys need to update yourself, right? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I brought back some extra luggage coming back. You never guess how much this luggage cost me. I'm gonna let you know. Anyhow, some of these airports, I can't remember which airport. I think it might be Gatwick. I think the last time I flew from Gatwick. But was it Gatwick? I think it might be. But it's like now it's like you don't have to take out your laptop, only in some airports. If you've got the laptop inside, they say, oh, don't worry, just put the bag inside the thing and it scans it, which you thought should do anyway, right? You know, surely they had that technology way before. But that's how it is. So it's a bit less hassle. But there are some airports that are just not up to date. They still say, and take out your laptop and put it in a separate box. Oh, bloody hell. And then if you've got your laptop in your hand luggage or whatever, you've got to whip that out. And it's like, palaver, man. Come off with all this stuff. You know what I mean? Stopping people taking liquids through. People have got big bottles of water and they've got to chuck them away, or juices. They've got to chuck them away because they're going through the thing. I mean, like, really? This 9/11 thing is still like, you're not. Come on, man. Like, come on. I'm really want to know how much has been wasted due to people not being able to carry certain liquids or waters through. What got me one time happened a couple of years ago. I wanted to kick this guy up. I'm telling you, I just bought this brand new hair product and he took it. Actually, I didn't have no big luggage to put it in. But I had it on me, and yeah, he wouldn't let me take it through, and he was like, oh yeah. I'm like, bruv, it's a hair product, man, for Christ's sake, like, really? Yeah, they took it. Like, I want to know how much stuff is, like, you know, they need to dead that, seriously. It is what it is. What else I was gonna say? Yeah, I was coming back. I had extra luggage. £770 this thing cost me. Could you imagine? These airports are taking the piss. I'm telling you, like, for an extra bag, and it was all right. It was an extra, you know, 25 keys. It was actually 23 keys, to be honest. Brother. Love me, man. If it weren't for what was in it, I was about to leave that there. Say, you know what? You ain't making it. But yeah, it is what it is. But if it's saying taking the piss, these airlines, I had a hefty charge in JA. Yeah, they're doing too much, man. No, I know cargo's like expensive. Now, listen, the amount of money I paid, the cost of my ticket was, you know, it wasn't far off. I had another £100 and it was the same as my ticket. So I'm like, brother, that's a person who is allowed that luggage on the plane. Like, use some, does anybody who was a bit, oh God, use some kind of logic or be like, how is that logical? That you're charging somebody an extra bag, 25 keys, and then you're charging them. What really made me furious is I was trying to book online, and their website was down. And luckily enough, I screenshotted it, so they're gonna get some stink email from me. Trust me. And yes, because I wanted to do it online, because it would have worked out cheaper. Maybe not that much cheaper, but it would have still been a couple of £100 cheaper. I probably would have got it for maybe £500. But their thing was down. But the guy was saying, oh, sorry, because you're at the desk at the airport, that's the rules. Yeah. That's paid £770. Could you imagine? Yeah, it is a madness. They're taking the piss. These airlines, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm gonna write to them. I say, listen, if you don't refund me something back, I'm never flying with you, and I'm gonna post your airline all over social media and tell people not to fly with your multi-million pound or dollar company, and your website's down for more than 3-4 days. Please. It's to create all the fear, also makes them a lot of money. Yeah, I bet it does. Tell me about it. No, I thought mine was bad. Yeah, you thought yours was bad, yeah? Nah, mate, nothing on this one, man. 771, I'm like, brother, please. They're charging some. How much was it a key for extra five? For every five keys, it was, I don't know, a certain amount of money. £90. £90 or something like that for every five keys. Or £100 for every five. It's something along that line. So, yeah, do the maths. 105 or something for every five. I think online they said it was 95 for every five keys. But please, spare me. It is what it is. Yeah, it's like you can't bring nothing back. Exactly, you can't bring nothing back, man. It's a madness. But that's how they make their money. And they know you're at the airport, so that it's either you're gonna leave it. Or you got to pay. You're gonna have to pay for it, right? So, yeah. And like I said, it was depending, you know, what was in it. You know, if it weren't for that, I was like, hey, what? You know, you can keep that. You know what I mean? I would have took off the clothes and wore them and just walked both through. But yeah, So it is what it is. What else is it? Okay, I'm just going to. I just wanted to double check that everything is okay on the Instagram. Yes, I am live on the Instagram. I can see myself live. Shout out to those of you on the Instagram. Oh, God, quite a few people. Olushala, Geraldine, shout outs to you. Raj, how do I pronounce that? Radhad, Alicia, welcome to the Insta. Welcome, and for those of you also here on the YouTube, Facebook, I can't see you guys, so please forgive me. It is what it is. Anyway, I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. Let's have a look at what's going on there. Since there's not really any kind of news, you hear about Zelensky, Ukraine's president, is the president or prime minister, one or two, same thing anyway, isn't it? He might be stepping down. I've never really trusted him. I don't know. That's just me. I've never really trusted him. I've never really taken to him in any kind of way. Yeah, okay, I understand. Maybe they're in. Well, listen. Let me not talk politics here. Yeah, because as far as I'm concerned, like, yeah. Anyhow. There's just something about him for me. I've just never really, you know what I'm trying to say? And now there's all this thing about money's going missing. And tell you, man, this war's about, I'm sure this war's all, you know what I mean? Some people, I'm not saying the war is necessarily about that, but there's a lot of people making some money off of this. And, you know, maybe money laundering's involved. I'm telling you, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but yeah. Yeah, we all know wars make money. That's a given. And something's telling me that somebody's making a lot of money off this wall, that's for sure. It is what it is, though. Anyhow, let's go to the chart of the moment and let's see what's happening astrologically. We got the moon in Aquarius. We got an Aquarius moon, baby. All about the people. It's the moon for the people, by the people, for the people. So we've got the moon in Aquarius. Okay, what else is happening? Oh, look at that. Mars on the ascendant right now. Well, Mars is going direct. He went direct a couple of days ago. So we've got Mars going direct. That's really good, right? Which means Mars is the planet of energy. Mars is the planet of motivation. He is our fighting spirit. It's our will to go on, right? It's that potency. That's what Mars provides. So now Mars is moving forward. What you're going to start to find over the course of next few months, days, weeks, is that the energy levels start to increase. Your energy levels start to increase, especially for those of you who are Aries and who are Scorpio. Aries rising, Scorpio rising, Capricorn rising also as well, because that's where Mars is exalted. Now, you guys can really, really get a treat with this. You've got a lot of energy there. Now, I mean, he's still a little bit slow at the moment, that it's going to take him a few weeks before he picks up some momentum. But nevertheless, he's now going direct. What is also great about the Mars going direct at the moment in Cancer is that he's also making a trine to Saturn. Saturn is in Pisces at the moment, also moving direct. So there is a Mars-Saturn trine. This is really good. So we've got the planet of energy, planet of motivation, in a wonderful alignment with Saturn, the planet of structure, discipline, organized, organized crime there, but no, just organization. Can be organized crime. But we've got Mars and Saturn there in a nice alignment with each other. This is nice, steady, momentum here. This is what we're going to be getting with this. That's the kind of energy that we can expect with it. It's kind of like a bit like a locomotive. It's got stamina, it's got endurance. So people, this is what I've got to say to you. If you've got any projects which you are doing, right, over the next month and a half, I would say, over the next 2 weeks, right? Let's put it like that way. Let me actually just check how many days, because he's going to be moving very slow. Mars is going to perfect that. Because Saturn's moving as well. I keep forgetting. Actually, yes. Over the next month, so March, end of March is when it perfects. So they're still going to be trying even in April. So yes, I am correct. Over the next month, right? So month and a half, right? Over the next month and a half, we've got very good energy, resourceful energy. If there's anything which you haven't been, if there's anything that which you've kind of put on the back burner and you haven't, you've put it on the back burner, you've left it, it's something you want to come back to, you want to complete it at a later date, something you've been having difficult with, it could be a project, it could be a business, and you've kind of left it alone and thought, okay, I'll come back to that. This is a great time to get back to that and to finish it off. Mars, Saturn really gives us really good energy for completing things, for pushing to build. It's great enduring energy. So people, you really want to tap into that. That can be good for both Aries, Scorpio, Capricorn, Aquarius, Libra. It can be good for those signs, because Mars and Saturn together are both connected with those signs. So this can be a really great time for those zodiac signs, or for people who have these zodiac signs rising, the Mars Saturn trine right now. That's an aspect that's going on in the heavens that I really love and I'm really enjoying. So yeah, that's good, and it sees us out through this month of February. We've only got 2 days left. This month is only going up to the 28th, of course, as it often does. And then obviously this Saturday coming, we're going to be in the month of March, new month. So yep, it is what it is. You know how we do. Let me continue. Let's go on through the days. What can we expect? Or what else is happening now? Anything? Venus is unaspected. She's really slow, of course. She's about to go retrograde in a couple of days. We're going to talk about that shortly, because that it goes on for March. But what I find interesting is that in a few days' time, on the 28th, we're going to have a new moon in the sign of Pisces, people. We've got a new moon on the last day of February. It's quite interesting. The reason why I say it's interesting is because it's the last day of the month of February. Pisces is the last zodiac sign. And it's a new moon, which is a new energy. So there's something there about this new moon, which is telling us it's a beginning of the end or the end of the beginning. Take your pick. Because it seems like we're at that. If you ever know the symbol of the Ouroboros, which is the serpent biting its tail, that point where the serpent is biting its tail, where there is a fusion or a merge between the beginning and the end, that is what this new moon essentially is symbolizing. This is what it's telling us, that we're at a particular pivotal point in the year, in the month, where something is coming to an end and something is about to be seeded, planted, initiated, and started over the course, over the next few days. So I think that's very, very powerful. And that's something that we should definitely embrace and be looking forward to planting new things. It's in the sign of Pisces. Pisces, we know, it's very fertile, full of imagination, full of creativity. It can really favor people who are in that, if you want to say, Pisces world, so to speak. Those people who can, maybe that you're in creative fields, or you're a designer, or an artist, or a poet, or you're into mysticism, or, you know, it, you know, this is a great energy that you can guys can tap into. But it's for everybody, right? It's for all of us to perhaps seed or to plant our intentions, right? To be creative with our thoughts and what do we want to manifest and bring into reality. This is what the new moon in Pisces is really very good for. It's extremely very fertile. So whatever you plant in something fertile, if we look on the physiological aspect of planting, of a farmer planting something in soil that is very fertile, you know it's going to bring about abundance. And abundance is something that which is strongly associated and connected with Pisces, because it's the zodiac sign ruled by Jupiter. And guess what? This new moon, which is going to be taking place at 9 degrees of Pisces, actually is going to be in aspect with Jupiter in Gemini. It's going to be a square. So there is something about this new moon which has the potential to really bring forth great things, great opportunities, abundance, growth, expansion, because of the Jupiter effect. So people, you want to definitely be tapping into this new moon in Pisces, right? Because it's connected with Jupiter, the planet of luck and opportunity. This is what we want. We want to be able to grow. We want to. So people, this is the one that you really want to be, you know, paying very, very close attention to. New moon in Pisces on the 28th of February, last day of the month, which is a nice way to, you know, usher in the new month. And let's not forget, happy Eid to all you of the Islamic faith, because you are going to be starting your holy month of Ramadan as well for those 30 days. From again, you guys use the lunar calendar as well to operate the timings of the fasting month. So from the new moon to the next new moon, you'll do that. So yeah, I mean, you know, coolio. Yeah, good start. And it's in Pisces, and it's making an aspect with Jupiter. So we definitely want to be embracing that. A lot of Pisces energy right about now, and there will be a lot of Pisces energy definitely on the 28th. Because we're going to have Sun, Moon, Saturn, Mercury, Neptune, North Node. There's a huge, huge energy, you know, on the 28th, the 28th, and on the 1st because the Moon will still be there on the 1st of March, you know, the next day. So we're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planets and the North Node. That's huge. We can expect, you know, now with Pisces, we know it's very dreamy, right? Like I've been telling people, you know, the secret of Pisces is go with the flow. It's a water sign, right? You've got to know how to swim, hence why it's symbolized by the two fish. This is a zodiac sign that requires us to swim. to navigate, right? So you've got to be very fluid. You've got to go with the flow. Quick changes, adapt. Stop trying to force things. Now, Saturn may want to try to force things and want to make things, but no, it's about, you know, dancing with the waves, right? That's what this Pisces energy is all about. So huge amount of sensitivity with this new moon coming up. Do remember, every time there is a new moon, I always tell you, wait maybe a day or two. So you perhaps maybe want to wait until the 1st of March, 2nd of March, before you start putting in, planting those seeds. Because again, the moon is going to be a little bit combust, you know, on the 28th. So watch out for that. So yeah, but other than that, it looks good. It does look good. Sensitive, creative, extremely fertile. People, you wanna go for this, for sure. So, yes, people, that is the last day of February. So let us go to the new month and what are we seeing? So on the 1st of March, the moon is actually going to move into Aries. Interesting. Ooh. So that's this Saturday. So the moon will move into Aries. the moon is going to move into Aries on that day, but still, it'll still be a new moon cycle. But she will be there for the early part of the day. She'll be in Pisces, and then approximately maybe around 10, 11 a.m. she'll move into Aries on Saturday, this Saturday coming. So basically, she's going to enter Pisces when today, some point, early tomorrow morning. Yeah, something like that would make total sense. But so sensitivity is going to be on the rise over the course of the next few days. So do watch out for that, especially you water signs, Cancerians, Pisces, Scorpios. You're perhaps going to be feeling the energy for sure. Shout out to Tiffany. How are you doing? Welcome. Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, I keep forgetting where it is that you are. But yes, Memphis, Tennessee, welcome to the show. So sensitivity is really going to be on the high over the course of the next 2 days. And when people are sensitive, or when the collectors are sensitive, we can easily get triggered. Yeah. So be mindful. You don't want to be getting triggered. So it is what it is, but we'll be in that new moon cycle, so that's good. So starting from the 28th, the moon will start to wax. We're gonna have a waxing moon, getting bigger, and we want more. What else do we have? Okay, 1st of March. We can see the chart here for the 1st of March. The sun is slowly, before that happens, the sun is going to be, I think that's happening right now, to be quite honest. The sun is coming up to make a square to Jupiter right now, right? It's happening right now, as we can see. But I'm talking from the 1st, because I want to look at March. The sun is pretty much in square with Jupiter on that 1st of March, right? We're going to be in a new moon phase, because the new moon has just happened from the 28th to the 1st. Sun, Jupiter square. This is about expansion, right? This is about moving upward. So it ties in with the whole new moon also as well, plugging into the Jupiter effect. And then we've got the sun again coming to perfect that square. Jupiter sun can be mindful, because there can be a tendency to want to overindulge with sun Jupiter. So we want to be mindful that we're not overindulging, all right, during this particular period, especially with Pisces energy. People, this weekend, be mindful of the alcohol. You know, I'm always telling you about to watch out for the alcohol. I mean, look, there's going to be 5 planets in Pisces. The moon, there's going to be a new moon in Pisces. The moon on Friday stroke Saturday, on the 28th of March, stroke the 1st of, on the 28th of February, get him out there, on the 28th of February / the 1st of March, is going to be conjunct Neptune. Now, and it's a weekend. Something tells me, for any of you lot in the alcohol business, if you have any idea of how much alcohol is going to be sold this weekend, please let us know. I betcha, there's going to be a rise in alcohol sales during this week. See, if I was a stockbroker or one of these, I know where to put my money. It's a no-brainer. So, but people do be mindful, because people are going to be more sensitive during this time. And when people are more sensitive, they're more emotional. And when people are more emotional, instincts tend to kick in. You know, rationality tends to go out. People tend to get upset more easily, get triggered more easily, get angry more easily. And we know what happens from that. So people do be mindful over the course of the next few days with this high sensitivity energy in the sign of Pisces. On the 1st of March, look what Venus happens to do. On the 1st of March, Venus goes stationary. Goes stationary, about to go retrograde on the 1st of March. And by the 2nd of March, she goes retrograde. Okay? And in a few weeks' time, in the month of March, Mercury will also follow. So what else is happening here? On the 2nd of March, an exact square with the Sun and Jupiter. That's this Sunday coming, right? So we're all going to be feeling a little bit high, a little bit joyful, very optimistic about life. Do be mindful, because we could overextend, or we could over-exaggerate. It could be a little bit of forced energy or forced behavior. So let's be mindful that we're not overdoing things over the course of this weekend, especially if it's connected with drinking. What else? So that's on the 2nd of March. 3rd of March, moon moves into Taurus, an exalted moon. I'll gladly take that. And Venus obviously is in full swing of her retrograde. On the 3rd of March, the planet Mercury moves into the sign of Aries. On the 3rd of March, planet Mercury moves into the sign of Aries. This is the planet of communication moving into the hot sign of Aries. Yeah, he wants to go real fast and fiery and sharp. Watch how the communication is going to be with people around you, on the news, social media. I bet you, there's going to be a lot of hot, heated words and discussions. Mercury moving into Aries. However, can be very creative also as well. Mercury in Aries can be very dynamic, stimulating words that are, what's the word? Aggressive. Maybe forceful. Those are the kind of things that we can actually experience with Mercury moving into Aries. So, yeah, let's watch this space. So Mercury moves into Aries on the 3rd of March. Then we're going. Then what happens? On the 4th/5th of March, Mercury makes a sextile to Pluto, right? On the 5th of March, Mercury is going to sextile Pluto. Pluto is the planet of the depth. This is about deep information, deep knowledge, great for research. If anybody's out there doing any kind of research, and I'm not just talking people who are studying, doesn't matter. You really be going to be able to penetrate the depths with that one. really get some inside information, deep thinking, deep contemplation. That's what it's about. Mercury sextile Pluto. Mercury sextile Pluto can also be very good for focusing one's mind, focusing, you know, the mind being concentrated. You know, Pluto is really, he's a powerful planet. He's not one to be taken lightly in any way, shape, or form. So Mercury sextile in Pluto is extremely resourceful as well in terms of communication and information. Extremely, resourceful. So watch out for that. Mercury sextile Pluto. That's going to be on the 5th of March where we're having that. The sun, starting from that 5th of March, starts to close the gap between him, the sun, and Saturn. So we start to get a sun-Saturn conjunction. Here is where things start to get a bit techie. Things will definitely slow down. Still bearing in mind that Mars in Cancer, which is now moving direct, is also going to be trining Saturn. So like I said, got any projects? Go. Over the next month, you want to be pushing your projects. You want to be pushing your agendas. Those of you looking for work, those of you looking for, you know, to boost your businesses, want to push things forward, let's use this Mars Saturn trine. It's really good. Shout out to Mason all the way from New York. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Shout out to Gabrielle. How are you doing, my dear? Hope you're well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. And what do we got here? White Bells. White Bells Social Dining. Okay. Welcome to the show, White Bells. And Olushola as well. Thank you. Geraldine, I see you. Alicia, I see you. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. If you've got any questions, keep them coming. So on the 5th of March, we have Mercury sextile Pluto. Really good. Good for research. Can be very resourceful. Can be good for money, that. Especially perhaps those of you who are trading. Any traders out here? Mercury Pluto. I bet you any money on that date, for any of you who are trading, you may want to invest in the oil business. Or as a matter of fact, anything that's to do with, that comes from the underworld, gold, diamonds. Yeah, I put some money in that, man. That market should spike round about the 4th, 5th, 6th of March. Yeah, let's keep that energy going, keep that buzz going. What else are we having? Venus at 10 degrees. I mean, the Venus nearly, well, she is actually sextile Jupiter, but she's just moving away. It's quite interesting because from Venus, well, we might as well say from now, really. I mean, where is she at right now? She's at 10, isn't she? Yeah, she is. She's at 10 degrees. So the point I'm trying to make is that right now, as I'm speaking to you, Venus is in sextile to Jupiter, but she doesn't get to Jupiter because she starts moving retrograde from the 1st, 2nd of March. So she starts pulling away. But nevertheless, again, that sense of pleasure, indulgence, we can find with that. So, okay, coolio, what else is going to be happening over the course of the... So, the 5th of March, which will be next week, and I'll be here on the podcast giving you the rundown. I'll be giving you the podcast. Well, Mercury is in sextile to Pluto. What else? And the moon will be entering Gemini. So, what else have we got here? 6th of March. Anything else happening? The sun is moving closer to Saturn. Mercury's moving closer to Venus. Is there anything happening? No. Not really. we could say from about the 7th, 8th of March, there's going to be a Mercury-Venus conjunction. Very good for studying, very good for pleasant communication. Mercury-Venus, even though they're in the hot sign of Aries, can be really beneficial for social life, connecting with friends, our peers, our siblings, having good, you know, connection and have a little chit-chat and, yeah, can be great for social life. So that's going to be good. So that's from like 7th, 8th, 9th of March. Sun starts to get closer on the 11th of March. Are you paying attention, people? On the 11th of March, we've got two conjunctions. There's going to be Sun conjunct Saturn. That means slow your ass down. Slow. Everything is slow. Everything is concentrated. Around this time, try not to rush. Even though Mercury and Venus are in Aries, try not to rush. Even though Mars is trining Saturn, try not to rush. Because Mars hasn't even picked up his speed yet. He's just come out of retrograde. So he's still moving relatively slow, but at least he's moving direct. Now, what's going to happen? Now, also before this, I just want to talk about something very quickly. A few days before this, we're going to have the Sun trine Mars on the 8th of March. On the 8th of March, the Sun is going to trine Mars. The Sun will start to trine Mars from about the from the 2nd, 3rd of March. From the 2nd, 3rd of March, the Sun is going to be trining Mars. Lots of energy, people. Again, any Aries out there? Any Leos? Any Scorpios? This is for you. Really good energy here. So we want to be talking. But generally speaking, there's going to be a lot of energy out there. People are just going to be up, you know, up for a bit of adventure, a bit of excitement. Yeah, so that is going to peak on the 7th of March. We have that trine. And then, like I said, on the 11th, there's going to be two conjunctions, Sun conjunct Saturn, and Sun will be conjunct Saturn, and Mercury is going to be conjunct Venus. So something's asking us to focus, stay focused, concentrate, discipline, organize. Watch what happens around that time in terms of the news. Yeah, because Sun Saturn will often manifest as some kind of issue around government or authority figures. More than likely, it's going to be Trump. But might not be, could be another world leader. Watch what happens around that time. So yeah, but it's really about slowing down. It's really about, again, concentrating and staying focused. And we still have that trine also from Mars also as well. So that's quite good. But then we've got the Mercury Venus. Again, great for communication, great for studying, great for social life, great for connecting with loved ones. That is quite good. Great for learning something new. Mercury Venus, great for learning something new. You definitely want to be taking that on board. So that's good. But Venus is retrograde, of course. Do remember, Venus goes retrograde for what? 40 days and 40 nights. We all know where we've heard that one before, don't we? Yeah, of course we do. Now, that's going to be on the 11th of March. What else is going to be happening? What else is going to be happening is that on the 12th of March as well, we still got that Sun Saturn still conjunct, so still going on. However, on the 12th of March, we're going to have the Sun sextile Uranus. Yeah, time to break free, time to be original, time to display your eccentricity, time to be creative, time to be innovative. Sun sextile Uranus, excellent planetary alignment. You really want to be getting into that. Why wouldn't you? So that's good. So we've got that. The sextile is also there with Saturn. We've got Saturn, Uranus, Father and Son in sextile with each other. It's good. It's about change and build. Build something new. Uranus, Saturn. How lovely. Let's take that one on board. I'm really liking that one. So that will be on the 12th of March. On the 13th of March, we are going to be having a full moon in the sign of Pisces. In the sign of Virgo. We're in the month of Pisces. In the sign of Virgo, we're going to be having a full moon. It's a full moon that is to perfection, because we know Virgo is all about perfection, don't we? Of course it is. Yeah, got to get it right. Yeah, got to get that stuff right. Welcome to the show. Few people here. Trisha Smith, Devin. Is it Devin? Is it Divine or Devin? Divine. Okay. Shout outs to Devin or Divine from Arkansas. How do you guys pronounce that over there? Arkansas. Some people say Arkansas. Arkansas. Okay. Thank you very much. I really enjoyed the reading with you. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Happy customer. Happy client. Thank you. We're going to have to connect later. Yes, please, let us connect later. I would really appreciate that, Divine. My moon is in Pisces in the 8th. I'm feeling it already. Yeah, anybody with planets in Pisces right now, you're really going to be swimming, I'm telling you. You remember my research. I am on it and something too. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Tiffany, somebody from the neck of your side of the world, right? Arkansas. Memphis, Tennessee. There's a bit of a distance there, isn't there? Yeah. Oh, you said Devon. I'm not far from you. Just over the bridge of Memphis, Tennessee. Okay, the other side of Mississippi River. Okay, okay. So you're cool. You're close. You're close. Yeah, Arkansas. That's it. Arkansas. Yes, Arkansas. That's it. That's how they pronounce it. Arkansas. You're right. You're right. Thanks a lot for that, Tiffany. Thanks a lot for the heads up. Yeah, that's how they say it. Yeah, Arkansas. Arkansas. I was trying to figure out. That didn't sound right. You can tell I'm not from that neck of the woods. I'm not from that part of the world. But yeah, so we got the full moon on the 13th of March. Looks quite okay. But Saturn's there though. Well, I don't know. I'll talk more about that one next week, I guess. Yeah, and that's about it. And then a few days, when is Mercury? So Mercury already starts to slow down. So Mercury is going to start to, it's interesting, Mercury actually goes stationary on the 14th of March. Right? Sorry, ladies and gents. I apologize. I made a mistake there. The full moon in Virgo is going to be on the 14th of March. On the 14th of March is when there's going to be a full moon in Virgo, not the 13th. Apologies, my mistake. But it's going to be with Saturn. So there's a heaviness there to it. There's a melancholic kind of energy to it. But literally on that day, when there's a full moon in Virgo, the zodiac sign ruled by Mercury stations to go retrograde. Now, if that's not a message, what else could be? That's something to pay very close attention to. The planet which rules the zodiac sign where the full moon is taking place, Virgo, ruled by Mercury, Mercury goes stationary to go retrograde on the 14th of March. I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Next week. On next week's show and look a bit more into that. So that should be quite interesting, that one. So that's one to watch out for. Anything else? Yeah, I'll leave it there on the full moon. Full moon's on the 14th, people. I do apologize for that. It's not on the 13th. Oh, it's going to be on the... It might be on the 13th for some people, but I very much doubt it. Yeah, looks like it's going to be on the... On the 14th is where it's going to be. So, yes, it is what it is. My phone's ringing, but I cannot answer at the moment. I'm busy. Busy with my show. Anyhow, okay, back to the show. What is it I was going to say? It's competition time. It's competition time. It's competition time. 30 Skrilla up for grabs, right? Last week I asked a question. Do you know what? For the life of me, I don't remember what was the question last week. What was last week's question? I know it was a planetary one. Wasn't it rabbits? Did I say rabbits? What planet was rabbits? I don't know. Remind me. Who? Remind me. I don't think there was a winner. Because I had to look through it just early this morning. Well, the answers came in early this morning. Because remember, that reminds me, by the way, let me put up the email, as you can see on your screens. For those of you who are listening to the recording, shout outs to you guys who listen to the recording. I really enjoy it. Many downloads. You know me. I'm always letting you know where the largest amounts of Brazil people and the Netherlands, Belgium. Those two are the highest downloads. Pakistan. Yeah. In the great Pakistan, Lahore. They are the ones listening to this show, people. Yeah. Make no mistake about it. Yeah. UAE. Well, okay, that's kind of expected. I thought UAE should be at the top. Dubai, yeah, you will be at the top. But it is what it is. Yvette saying, I was trying to think what it was last night. Can't think of it for the life of it. But I don't think there's not an answer. Because three emails came in. And they all said the same thing. I just wanted to kind of think, but it skipped my mind. Shout out to LaDonna. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Outer Shell Alchemy, how you doing? You're having a good laugh at me. Yeah, me too. Mine's just gone blank. I don't know. I think I've left part of my mind in Dubai. What's that I was going to say? I do have a question for this week, though, however. So watch out for that one. Okay. The question for this week, I asked a question. Whoever wins the question, I said whoever. What am I talking about here? I'm too high. I'm too high off of this stuff. Magic Mind, go get your batch, yeah? Go get your batch, I'm telling you. Why don't you bring back my memory, man? That's what's happening. I'm moving too fast. My mind is moving too fast. It's like other things are trying to catch up. Anyhow, I ask a question. First person who answers me, next week, Wednesday, midnight GMT time. So do adjust the clocks or adjust your clocks wherever you may be on the planet. First person who answers me at midnight next week, Wednesday, so I then announce the winner again the day on the show, gets to have £30. So I ask an astrological question, and whoever answers it gets it right. Okay, the question for this week is, what planet rules vultures? What planet rules vultures? A vulture, the bird vulture, right? Yep, that's right. What planet rules vultures? First person who inboxes me next week will be proud owner of £30, 30 Squilla. For those of you listening to the recording, the email to send the answer to is thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. One word, of course. thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. Next week, Wednesday, midnight UK time. So adjust the clock wherever you are sending it from. So be sure to watch out for that. Dan now, I want to know the question more than ever, says Outer Shell Alchemy. Yeah. Commercial break. Got to look at last week's... question. I don't know. I can't do that. Not right now. Okay, no problem. But I do know that whatever the answer was, nobody got it. I think the answer was the moon, actually. My mind says me correctly. The answer was the moon. and all three people who said Mercury. But it was to do with an animal. It was a similar question to what I just asked now. I'm just trying to think, was it what planet rules rabbits or something like that? But yeah, I don't know why people said Mercury. I think maybe because of the speed of it, maybe. I don't know. That's if that was the question. I'm sure it was the question. It was something along that line. People, yeah. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, at 12 midnight UK time, is going to be the proud owner of, you know. Outer Shell says, okay, I wrote it in my notes so we don't forget this time. Yeah, I mean, you can always go back to the video. So it's there on YouTube. That's okay. That's a, no problems there, mate. We ain't lost the question. We just forgot. It could be accessed. God, it is what it is. Yeah, it's that time of the week. It's the tarot card of the week. That is what we're about to go into. So I'm just going to give a shuffle. Before I do the tarot card of the week, I do want to make some announcements in regards to courses. Where is the I can never find my where is it? My email address to be able to put up on the screen. There we go. There it is. There we go. For anybody who's interested in courses, lots of courses that are running. People, pay close attention. There is no, I'm not trying to put any other astrology school down. All astrology teachers, astrology schools, listen, you have my blessing. However, I am just going to put this out there. Sacred Planets Academy is now official, baby. The Sacred Planets Academy is now official. We're running astrology courses. I'm running astrology courses. Astrology courses, tarot courses. By the way, tarot, not this weekend, following weekend, for beginners and for intermediate. Stay tuned. The prices will be available. If you are interested, wanted to sign up, I can send you. I think there's going to be a 20% discount as well. Email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com. It's not all there on my website as yet, or my landing page. I think I've got a landing page for it, but you know. But so for those of you who want to sign up, astrology, the prices are going to be going up soon. And I really mean it. I told you at the beginning of the year, they were going up. Now they're going up again. Right. All my courses, you have lifetime access to them. So you can rewatch them, watch them again. If they ever get updated, if I'm ever running that course again, you can join it again for free once you have signed up once. So just letting you know, astrology for fundamentals, beginners, it's there. I'm doing it from beginners all the way to advanced, you name it, from the illest predictions to the most. So it's there. People, sign up. I believe there's also a 20 or 30% discount going on that at the moment as well. Won't be for long. Like I said, astrology is going up. Numerology started last week, Saturday. For those of you who want to know the science of numbers, right? All this life path, how it all works, how you can use numbers to predict what's happening in your life. This whole universe, the secret to this universe is rooted in numbers. People, you've missed 1 week. It's a 12-week course. And I may be even chucking in another extra 2 weeks on top of that. So it may even go to 14 weeks. Again, all the recordings, there's only one class so far. After this Saturday, it's cut off. So if you want to sign up, you can sign up. There's also a 20% discount on that also as well for the numerology course. Right, palmistry course, I'm in the middle of one now, but when that finishes, hopefully next month, then we can start moving on to palmistry. So astrology, tarot, numerology, palmistry, and geomancy are what are going to be taught at the Sacred Planets. Now, I'm also going to be increasing the astrology classes to 3 times a week, live 3 times a week. So you ain't got no excuse. Plus you get the recordings, plus you got the topics of each of the videos as well that you can attend with reading material. So people, you want to be on this because it's about to go big and global. Don't say I didn't tell you. Email me if you're interested at sacredplanets@gmail.com. Sacredplanets@gmail.com. All the courses are live, ready, firing. Let's go, baby. Now, let's go to the tarot card of the week. Just shuffling here. And let's see what comes out for us. What is it that we can be looking forward to over the course of the next 7 days? Let's see. Let's pick this one. What we got here? Are we taking a... Did we get this one a couple of months ago? Take a chill pill, man. We got the Four of Swords. This card indicates that over the course of the next 7 days, now, of course, we've got to go out, we've got to work, we've got to do our bits and pieces. But this card indicates a time of rest, taking a bit of time out, taking a bit, you know, of course, we still got to do our daily chores and our work. But perhaps what you need to do is, okay, take more rest where you can. If you're on break, instead of scrolling and going on social media and seeing what's here, how about you try to rest the mind, right? Recuperation. If you go to bed at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, why not go to bed at 9 instead, right? Get that extra 1 hour sleep in. This is what this is about. Taking your foot off that pedal a little bit. It's not about pressing gas. It's about slowing down, stopping, resting. If you have to, maybe a little bit of a cruise. That is what the Four of Swords is about. This card is about taking time out, recuperating, recharging, resting, replenishing. This is what essentially it is about. So take some time out. Rest. It's good. Rest is good. Rest is just as good as work. But yes, like I said, we still have to work, but you have to find time to take that time out. And that is what this card essentially is about. Booyah. Four of Swords. So that is the message for us this week. Make sure you take it. People, I have come to the end of the show. Got some messages here. 100 rooted in numbers. I do cardiology and numerology and astrology are fundamentals of understanding the modality. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm excited about the palmistry. It's actually my speciality. Outer-shell alchemy, we must talk. I like that. Makes sense. Lots of action in Pisces asking us to chill and sleep. And sleep so much. Yeah, you're right, actually. I wasn't even thinking about that, outer-shell alchemy. Thanks a lot for that heads up. Yeah, we are in the Pisces. And a lot going on in Pisces. And in a few days' time, we've got the new moon in Pisces. I don't know if it's just, you know, but I've just been feeling extra tired. Could you imagine? First time I've ever forgot the question that I asked the week previous in the sign of Pisces, because I'm swimming. I'm all over the place, man. But this Pisces energy is really sapping me out, man. It's like, yeah, it's been that month. So yeah, it's just saps you. I wouldn't use the word drain. It's just like, you know, at times I'm just like, oh, where am I? What day is it? You know, I don't know one day from the next. You know, it's like, you know, I'm getting clients. Oh, yeah, I've got, oh, really? I booked you? Oh, God, I don't remember. Yeah, it's got that tiry feeling. Yes, Yvette, yes, I've been feeling very tired too. Yeah, it's that Pisces energy. Sun, Mercury, Saturn, Neptune, North Node, and now we're going to be having a new moon. Yeah, people, brace yourself. I think Saturn is our hope of hanging on to something with all that Pisces, actually. Yeah, people are always running away from Saturn. I think Saturn's what we need right now that can give us some kind of stability. So yeah, watch this space. Brethren, you don't respond to your WhatsApp messages, fam. Somebody's even saying that. I don't respond to my WhatsApp messages. Yeah. Welcome to the crew, baby. Yeah. Listen, when you're waking up to 500 messages a day, I don't know. Tell me how to cope. And what happens? And it's just so, do you know what happens? I ask, even when I do answer a message, it's like when I want to go back to it, I just notice it's so far down. I'm like, I was just texting this person. Another 20 messages have come and they've pushed it down. And I'm like, listen, apologies. Don't take it personal. I'm guilty of that one, definitely. Until I get my nice glamorous assistant who can just get on it for me. when I start charging more. You guys start paying me more. Start paying me my worth, man. Don't forget that Venus and Mercury are going to retrograde into Pisces. Yes, they're going to go back into Pisces as well. Yeah, they that's right. Yvette's saying, yes, he does. Yeah, I do answer my peer. I just don't answer them straight away. Like now, as I'm speaking to you right now, people are messaging me right now, and they're saying the exact same thing. This guy don't answer his messages. People, listen, I've come to the end of the show. Let's close. I've got to be somewhere, people to see, things to do in all of this swimming Pisces mode. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Welcome.
You know what it is when you hear that sound? Yeah, we've come to the end of the show. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Thanks a lot for participating. I'll be with you again next week, Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. UK time. Be there or be square. Thank you very much. People, for those of you on YouTube, press the like button. Instagram, wherever you are, press the like button. Like, love, leave messages, nice comments. Let's keep the show going. Thank you very much. Shout out to Chowdhury. Is it Chowdhury? Am I pronouncing it? Chowdhury? Yeah, Rog Chowdhury. Welcome to the show. Thank you for participating. It seemed like you came in at the end there, but hey, it's all right. We can give you a little shout out. And for those of you listening on Facebook also as well, we really love you. I'll be with you again next week, same place, same time. On that note, people, stay safe, stay blessed. You've been listening to The Lunar Lounge with myself, Israella Josie, and I am out. Thank you.
Welcome to The Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to The Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.